This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Ding Race dong. Wars. Race Wars. Race Wars. Be
Ding
back in the building.
Dong.
Lord have mercy. It's summertime. The solstice passed.
Yes.
And America is ripe for murder. There's going to be a lot of murders this summer. You know when the heat comes out, Yamanika, that them guns come out.
Yeah. First of all, Yamanika's here.
Yes.
I have no headpieces, by the way.
Headpieces?
I don't know.
Yeah, you
want
those?
Oh, do you
want cans? I need cans.
You don't need no cans.
Look at Matt giving me the side eye.
Stop just staring at yourself. We on air, niggas.
Race
Get off your
Wars.
Phone.
I'm so excited to be back at Race Wars. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say off the rip, I have a brand new, my debut comedy album. It is out for you guys to purchase. Purchase it, please.
Damsel in Distress?
It's called Damsel in Distress. It is my labor of love, and it's what's amazing is like I've had, you know, I have a Comedy Central half hour.
Yeah.
I have a half hour on Netflix under The Degenerates.
Yeah.
I've been on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
You know, I've just done so much stuff. Laugh Mob, a lot of people know me from that.
Yeah.
And to just now have my comedy album, and it is really just a culmination of all the shit of my 20-something years living in the city and in comedy. And just, it gives you such a real feel of who Yamanika is.
Oh, yeah.
And I've listened to it 5 times, and I hate listening to myself. Mm. And it's just, it reminds me of, like, old school comedy albums, like Richard Pryor, Red Fox.
Okay.
Like, it gives you that kind of, like, intimate, loungy feel, you know, with, like, just the crackling of the radio a little bit. And just giving you like act outs and characters, and the things that I'm proud of is that, you know, there's so much that I do visually as an artist, as a comedian.
Yeah.
And I was like, I hope it doesn't get lost in the album, that there's so much visual to this. And I'm proud of myself because I believe that all my act outs are executed so well.
It's conveyed in the audio.
Absolutely.
And where can people pick it up?
Myself.
Where can people get it on Yamanika?
You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Apple Music. I heard it is also on Amazon. You can get it as well on Spotify, which Spotify also houses my podcast, which is also on Stand Up New York Labs.
Nice.
Ranting and Raving with Yamanika and Friends.
It's turning into a QVC fucking and, All right, Yamanika. Are you selling Fox too, fucking Rob Kardashian? We got it. Fucking asshole.
No, because, you know, sometimes things get lost, and Yamanika is a real human being. So please add me on Spotify if you have Spotify under my artist page. Yeah. Add my album to your playlist.
Okay.
Every little bit helps. Mm-hmm. I love you guys so much.
Thank you for
and
being
now...
here, Yamanika. Speaking of things getting lost, our next guest. For the love of God. You see a nigga sitting next to you, right? Lord have mercy. He's not your valet. He's a guest. Lord have mercy. Chest is
so
rude.
Sorry. So sorry.
Chest is rude as rude can be.
I didn't mean it.
Introduce yourself, young fella.
Hey, what's up? My name is Josh Tolentino.
Yeah.
And I'm
what's the last name? Tolentino?
Tolentino.
Tolentino.
Yes.
I said it right. Tolentino.
Tolentino.
What
like Tarantino.
Is you? What
you know
you?
We got to get to the bottom of that, right? What
yeah,
he
what
is.
Does that even mean?
Tolentino is an Italian last name, but I'm Filipino.
What? Yes.
Yeah.
Filipino comics.
You
see, I'd like to bring it in here.
Two questions that nobody had to ask.
Now, you know, Dave Attell said Filipinos, if you show me an Asian who can dance, I'll show you a Filipino.
Oh,
yes.
We dance
what
the best.
What y'all trying to do? 24 magic carry in the air.
So how long you been doing comedy there?
About 5 years.
Okay,
I started when I was like 16.
Of you. We only get 10 year plus
That's
bets
fine.
On this camera.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
And you, so 5 years you've been doing comedy and you started in a city?
No, I started in the city. When I was after school, I would go and do mics.
No, you were born in the States?
Yeah.
You were born here.
Yeah, first one to be born
here. Okay,
I
knew he was. I knew he had Americanized on him.
He's a fully American.
He go back to the Filipino.
Right? Why he gotta be some?
Because he go to the Philippines and go like this. American.
That's like someone asking you, "Were you born here or Wakanda?"
You gotta understand.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You know, Wakanda's not a real place.
Yeah, neither are you.
Somebody get us a globe.
Place you be from? A fake ass place.
Where are you from, though?
Get your camera out.
Where are you
from? Now, listen, this is what I want to ask you, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you,
wait,
you're Filipino.
Wait, let's tell me where he's from.
When you, have you been back to the Philippines?
I went when I was in fifth grade. I'm going back this August for a whole month.
And, and when you went back, did they, were they like...
They looked down on them.
No, were they like, listen, behave right, nigga, because if not, that's where you gonna stay next time.
they gave me those eyes of like, we will keep you here.
Yeah.
We will take your passport and go back.
Is the Philippines like kind of third worldy, or is it like fine?
Kind of.
Depends. It's big.
Yeah,
so.
It's I don't know. Yeah, so we, I mean,
the capital is like, you know, any other capital city.
It's like New York. Yeah. In that it's like around the capital, but once you get out to the provinces, it's very
very third worldy.
It's very rural. For lack of a better term, it's very rural. Yeah,
it's a great term. That's
third world. World mean you don't have
I like it. There's poverty
and stuff like that. But
third world doesn't mean you don't. You only have dirt to eat. It just means third worldy, like a little bit third worldy.
What do you
like
mean? It doesn't mean you know. It means third world. Third world is third world for a third world reason.
Yeah, 100%.
Right.
But no, they still have
resources.
Food.
They don't have all the resources.
No, sometimes they don't have food in third world countries. That's why they're saying it's third world, girl.
Yeah.
It's first
third
world
girl.
Because here we have like
they still
hot
have food in third world. No. Yes, they do. They have food and water.
Sometimes it
they just don't have like roads.
Karen, listen to me.
And stuff.
No, Karen. Listen,
universities.
Don't Malibu Barbie this. Don't Malibu
Barbie. What are you talking about? Yamani,
no. I'm
don't tell
you.
Me people
I'm
people
telling
all just
you.
Starve to death in third
some
world.
Some places
that's not true.
That
that
are third world,
no.
They can have food. But also, there are places that are third world that have no fucking food. It's famine.
That's fine. There's places in the first world that don't have food.
Sudan is third world. Sudan is third world.
That's fine. Nobody's saying, but I'm saying not every third world place has no food. That's inarguable.
I wouldn't even
absolutely
reference
inarguable.
That because there's so many third world places that don't have food that I wouldn't take the time to acknowledge that there's some that have food.
I think that's
them
so
motherfuckers
crazy.
Are starving.
That, one nigga's like, we got a sandwich over here, so we good.
But
yeah, we
where
make
specifically
fun of.
Do you think that they're not starving? Like
in the third world? I don't think that everyone in the third world is starving. I don't think that's true.
Well,
no,
how many third worlds do you think that there are?
Good enough for it to be considered
third world. Where are these
facts? Do you know what's third world? Like, what locations do you think are third world?
So in the Philippines, the cities or whatever, it's pretty modern,
Manila?
Whatever, right? Developed.
Yeah.
And then out in the countryside, everyone's just starving to death in the street.
No. I wouldn't say it. No.
But they
no.
go to bed hungry. No, they go to bed hungry. Wait.
Yeah.
They go to bed hungry. A lot of people go to bed hungry in the Philippines.
Baby, there's people
they
that
go
to bed hungry
right
here.
Argument.
I agree.
There's people that go
that's
to bed
right.
hungry in America.
Yeah, but
not
a fucking
exactly
3 years
point.
In a row. Or that's poverty. That's real desperate
right.
poverty.
Right, right.
We're literally making the same point.
And that's a third world thing.
No,
if you don't
I,
have
no,
social, you don't have, you know.
Yes, we have
some
mechanisms
people,
to try to check this.
Some people in the right. first world are hungry and some people in the third world are not.
But no, some people in the first world are hungry.
Yes.
Almost all of the people in the third world are hungry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Have medicine or access to it or access to
yes,
clean water.
That's why it's called
and
the third
got
world.
Wars going on and they got
Mary
so
says she wants to know if she can have you a job.
Tell Mary the job is such a strong word.
Yes. Well, you so, know I got
to
do it, baby.
Okay, so let's get back to this. The Philippines now.
Yes.
You last time you went back there were when you was like fifth grade?
I was fifth grade. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
and
yeah.
you have siblings as well that were born here?
I have one brother and he goes to Stuyvesant.
Yeah, he's like, just
yeah,
so
he's
a smart kid.
One. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's
okay,
a smart
now
one.
That's what I'm talking about. That he's a parent's favorite.
He's
And what did your parents think about you doing jokes?
Yeah, how
so
did that
I
come
was,
about?
It
I
can't be a good
in,
conversation.
I was
can he
still in
answer
high
one fucking question before you double down?
I mean, I was asking a question.
You were asking a bunch.
Only one and
no.
a follow up. Now he's not saying anything. I'm glad you helped, Yami.
Where are you from?
I'm from Queens.
Okay yeah, so yeah. from Queens.
That's the Philippines of New York.
You have a younger brother.
You all know that.
Okay.
Yeah. Flushing, right?
And so your brother decided very early on that he knew his career path?
So,
well, he's in high school.
My parents wanted like a lawyer and a doctor, and I was like supposed to be the lawyer kid. And then I started doing stand up like senior year of high school, and they were like,
"Why?
That's early."
Why? That's
yeah.
I started also my junior going into senior year. So what was it? I know what my path was.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get into stand up?
I worked for Free Conversation, which was like they would set up couches around the city, and then people would just come and talk. And
oh, Sherrod knows him very well. He sleeps on those couches when they get off. Continue, my love.
What the? Say that. Go ahead.
And then I met a comic on the couch, and I always
who
loved
was it?
Chrissy Belich.
Okay,
actually.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, and I always liked I liked Seinfeld when I was a kid. Like
right.
we didn't have cable, so that's all I watched. So right. I went to my first open mic that day. And then I just kept doing it every day.
What high school did you go to?
Francis Lewis.
Francis Lewis.
Yeah. Wait, is that here?
Yeah.
You're from here?
Yeah. And if you play your numbers right, you might be able to make it, because how many Filipino comics are there?
Seven.
That are in the big leagues.
Six and a half. I know my shit.
I'm furious with you.
So you started in high school. Yeah. How did you even get into the clubs? And
oh, I would sneak in.
There we go.
I would sneak
There's
in.
There's the Asian coming out. How you doing, you sneaky little bastard?
And my friend would give me his ID, like his fake ID.
Right. But was he also Asian?
Yeah. But he was also 6'1 and like 300 pounds.
But he was also Asian, so he made that fake Asian ID himself. With a piece of gum and a fucking toothpick. They just do stuff.
Race wars, ladies and gentlemen.
Race wars. So you stuck in a club. And what club was the first one that you...
So I actually was... I want to say Greenwich and like Broadway were kind of like the first clubs I started going to. But I would always hang out at the Pear because that was like the only place that they would like throw
and
me up.
Late and, night?
Yeah.
Because you're still like 17 years old when it's
happening. Yeah, 17.
And your parents wasn't wondering where the fuck you were?
Oh, well, I told them. I would be like, I'm doing stand-up. And they were like, it's better that you're doing this than like going to parties and like whatever. Okay. And they're just like, keep your grades up. But I didn't.
Joke's on them. Okay. And how old are you now?
I'm 21.
Okay. He young as shit.
That's just when graduated. I moved to the city, 21. I was 21.
Now you got a girlfriend, boyfriend?
No. I actually just got out of a relationship.
With
a girl.
Right. You know what it is? It's
with
like
what?
The reason why I was wondering, because you had like these 21 Jump Street like bangs going on. It was
because
on a
Filipino men can be, you know.
No.
Not gay, just Filipino.
Right. And sometimes the way you move your lips, but you know. But that's good to know. Now, was she a feminine woman or a masculine, like a more of a butch kind of bitch like me?
Just ask the question you want to know.
No, but that's wonderful. Anytime people can mistake you for possibly being gay, you know your career is going to hit the roof.
Who was this girl? Was she a comic? Was she just a normal?
So I met her. I met her in school, and she was like the teacher's pet.
None of us still believe she exists. That's what it is. Like, and what size are bra?
He ain't fooling me. Nobody ever met her. He built the girl in his parents' basement. I know what Asian is going to do.
Now, is this a Filipino girl or a white girl?
No, she was black and Egyptian.
What? Niggas is out here losing. Y'all about to lose me to a Filipino man. Y'all losing.
I'm like, I'm taking out
he said that shit with glee. No, actually, bitch.
It made me
she
feel
was
good.
Black and Egyptian.
It bugged me. So
she could crip walk and then walk like an Egyptian.
What a racist bastard. What a goddamn racist. So this is a black Latina, Egyptian girl.
Black, Egyptian,
and she was same age as you.
Yes.
And she grew up in your neighborhood.
No, she grew up in Pennsylvania.
How'd you meet her?
Through school. She was in the radio program. And then she was like, do a podcast with me. And I was like, totally. And then like...
In a high school radio program?
Oh, no, that's college. What it is, ladies. Yeah. If you want a man, you got to ask a nigga to podcast. I so many niggas, if you see me and I ask you to podcast, just know that I don't mean I really want you to podcast.
No.
Yeah. Pod that ass.
100%. Podcast pussy. Way to go.
Yes.
Thank
you. Yes.
How long did you date this girl? Did she take your virginity?
No.
Yeah. Who took your virginity?
This Korean chick when
what
I was
you
like
crying
16.
For? The Koreans are hard workers,
Korean
man. I'm a guess South Korean, right?
Yeah.
Can't nobody get the North pussy. Nobody can get it. Nobody can get it.
Look at you, you nobody ass nigga.
I'm morbid. You're so stupid. So you dated this girl for... Mm-hmm.
When I was like
the Korean girl just took your virginity and bounced.
So she was with me. She was with me for about a year and a half.
Okay.
And she was like 5 years older. And
older woman came from that.
Wait, how you meet her? Did you meet her in your tutor, your learning program?
An Asian exchange program?
Because I'm trying to figure out 5 years difference. There's no way you should be around no kid that's 15 and you 20 years old as a bitch.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
That's fact.
I didn't even do that math.
You know, so let's get John Quixote's on the line and see if he can call up Chris Hansen and see if we can walk into some kitchens and get some ginger snaps while this nigga get catched by a predator.
Wait, she was 20, you were 15?
Yes, nigga, you just now get it?
So what am I, the Asian? I ain't doing the math. Let him do it.
We met when I was 15, and then we were like dating when I was 16.
No. You met when you're 15, and you dated when you were 16 because like she was grooming you.
Yeah.
Okay. Where does a 15-year-old boy meet a 20-year-old woman that's
heaven?
Getting ready to get
fucking heaven? I guess.
Get down on her damn. You know.
I'm gonna say a utopia.
No. Where did you meet her?
Through friends of friends, actually. Yeah.
So you had niggas that was fucking with bitches that was 5 years older than you?
Yeah.
Nice.
So any Me Too cases against me, I just want you to know we got evidence right here that sometimes you just meet through friends of a friend.
Ain't nobody gonna turn in a 21-year-old Asian girl.
In front of that high school with a trench coat on, drinking Yoo-Hoo, waiting for a nigga to walk out.
Ain't nobody gonna turn in a 21-year-old Asian girl for any kind of assault sexually. It ain't happening.
Thank you, Magna P.I.
She took your virginity.
She did, yeah.
And did you cry?
No.
Did you cry?
Nah. It was, I remember right after I lost it, like it was such a big deal. So like I called my boy up and I'm like,
oh, you have to call your boy.
I just got laid. Yeah. I was like really excited.
You were filming yourself. Yeah. Did you wear a condom?
No.
Of course you didn't. You're going to get it how you can get it.
I took it how you can get it back then.
You didn't wear a condom. You trusted her. Yeah. And were you pumping or were you like trying to let her ride it?
She took control.
I let her take the reins.
Yeah. Don't get in between an Asian girl and work.
You were.
You let them do what they do now.
I'm at a massage parlor.
I want everybody to know that shit came straight from your raggedy ass mouth. Clearance rack.
So you were were viciously abused as a child. You loved it and you came. You came from your abuse. It's fine. It's the body.
Karen, look how good you look. What are you doing? Are you boiling your skin?
I'm boiling it, yes.
You take it off and you boil it?
I've been boiling it.
How did you know? Why is your skin so motherfucking tight, bitch?
You've been tightening it up, huh?
You know when you put a Frank in the boiling water and it starts to stretch?
And
it gets that shine?
It plumps when you cook it?
Yeah,
she plumps when you cook it.
You call me boiled? It's the nicest thing
I've
ever said.
Bitch, you look like you're boiling your motherfucking skin.
Let's stay focused on a Filipino runaway.
Wait, what does Mary have to say? Mary, am I being boiled? Mary, who wants my job?
Yes.
Am I boiled enough?
Friends Like Us podcast is in the building.
Yo,
shout out to Marina Franklin.
Yes. Hey, hi Marina.
Hi Marina.
Miss you.
Now, how long, let's get back to this boy and his fucking molestations.
But I love how you wrapped up my little QVC thing.
Because you just go off to a commercial.
This is like 50 minutes of this nigga trying to get a nut.
I'm trying to figure out how do Asians do it. Is it just like us? Shut your face. So, okay, you dated this girl, she took your virginity.
Yes.
And then the other girl you dated for a while, she's 5 years older than you.
Don't put that on that black girl. That was the Korean girl.
The black Egyptian girl was the same age,
like a year younger, older than him.
Yeah, my recent ex was like my age.
And that was the black girl?
That was black, yeah.
And how your parents feel about that? She never met your parents, let's be honest.
Oh, no, they met him.
Was it a mistake? What happened? Was it a fire at the school?
Ladies and gentlemen, race wars.
Race wars. Well, how did your parents meet him? She came over?
So my mom was actually a professor at the school I went to.
There we go.
Explain that to him. What the fuck does he mean? How did
because
she meet? How else?
Did you bring her over your house like a standard, like, hey, I got a girlfriend
now,
parents.
Yeah, that's the way that people introduce their parents.
That's not how they met.
What do you think? His motherfucking ordered Uber Eats. The girl showed up as a damn delivery person was like, by the way, here's your wings. I'm fucking your son. Come on. Of course he invited over to the house to meet with the mother.
You see
and
this racist son of a bitch always got to make a delivery person when an Asian's involved in it.
No, that was a black Egyptian bitch.
Oh, I can't keep up.
Can somebody get some crib notes for this nigga on his own damn podcast?
Oh, is this my show? I thought it was yours. I'm sorry. Am I not a guest? Oh, this is Race Wars. Oh, damn. Look at me. I thought I was on a Yamanika hour.
Shut
nigga.
Up. Oh, God, shut up.
Getting worse. You dated an Asian man before?
I haven't.
Racist.
No, but I had.
Karen either?
No. I had no Asian guy steps to me.
That's a lie.
I would date an Asian guy in a heartbeat. I would date any man that had a beautiful soul, zero children.
Stop turning into an infomercial. She'd go right to her own camera. Look, guys.
Account, you know, preferably not with Chase.
Do you find Asian men attractive?
I think
Yamanika?
A beautiful man with integrity and heart, no matter what his racial background, is attractive. Mm-hmm. My track record has put me on course to be with black men. That is the majority of men that I have been with.
Okay. Yeah.
I have now tapped into the white side.
A white stream of dick.
Right. But now we are going right back to ethnic dick, which could span. Why?
But how do you know if you're going to go back to, you? Don't you just love who you're going to love? You don't know which way you're going to, now you're out there hunting ethnic dudes?
No. Did we want to have this conversation?
I mean, yes.
You know, it's a great.
Yes,
it's
yes,
a Yamanika
yes.
hour. That's what we talk about. Yamanika.
What I have said in the past, especially when it comes to, and he's talking about black men and white women. Mm-mm-mm. What I have said in the past.
Oh, that's what I was referring to.
Yes, that is, because that's always what you refer to.
What's that? Definitely not. But let's go with it.
What I have said in the past is that there is a propensity with black men to right. announce why they don't want to be with black women or why they prefer something else. That, I think, not only tears down black people, but it also tears down the fabric and the relationship between black men and black women. Mm. You do not have to announce why you want to be with a woman who is not black.
Yeah.
That being said, yeah. I obviously know there are people that have obvious preferences or attractions to certain things, which is fine.
Yeah.
But if you are with someone because of their race,
yeah,
especially when you
yeah,
think
I
that
agree.
Is making it better for
I
you,
agree.
Then you are the person that needs to leave my race because you are a problem.
I don't say you got to leave because it could be a white person doing it as well. Like anybody looking for like that shit.
I have had,
weird for me.
But what they don't announce and what I have experienced is I have experienced because it's always black men chasing after white women. Mm. I have experienced
chase it.
White.
Just chase us.
I have experienced white men chasing me as well as my friends, but always, not always, but most times it's like, oh, you know, I just love black. I just chat. And it's like, to
oh,
me,
like it's like a,
that's
fetish.
A fetish,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah,
and I think what white women should focus on as well is when you are with black men who fetishize you because you are a white woman, that's not the nigga you need to be with either because he doesn't want you. Mm. He just wants what you represent. And we all should be with someone who wants to
be with us. Yes,
us.
Exactly. And don't point to Karen when you say
I
black
said
that men, but she ain't date a black in her life. Not my white daughter. Not my white daughter.
I can't. And the fact that
she still was dating cousins up to 21. She's a Jew.
Listen, to be fair, I would go back to cousins in a heartbeat.
Yes.
She had the biggest crush on her cousin.
All about cousins.
It's whole says he fucks women based on race, which is.
Well, that's
wonderful. You know what though? All attractions are a kind of fetish. When you meet someone and you're attracted to them, you don't know who that person is.
Yeah.
It's a kind of fetish. Your attractions are a little fetishy.
No, that's not necessarily true. Let me.
I think it's true 100% of the time.
No. You look at someone, right? You look at someone, and that's because you purely look at people, right?
Listen,
and,
I'm talking about attraction. Initial
we're
attraction.
Not talking,
I'm not talking
you
about
don't
getting
have,
to know
right.
somebody.
Right.
You don't have
that's
the
what you
same.
See,
what
smell.
You see? Hold on a second. Attract to somebody on the street, whatever.
You don't, let's remember this is the Yamanika Hour. You don't have.
I've never subscribed to this.
Right. You don't have the same outlook as a person. As the person that I was describing, right?
Who?
So you already started a different vantage
wait,
point.
But who are you describing? I thought you were just describing people.
No, I wouldn't. If you're asking me who I'm describing,
I was like, what's that TV I see in your glasses? But that's your phone. I'm like, is that a TV on over there? Your fucking screen looks big as shit in your glasses. Go ahead.
I went through the breakdown, so I'm not going to repeat it. If you didn't catch it, that's fine.
Oh, if you're a fan of the show, we know that rant.
No, you know the rant.
Listen.
But what I'm saying is, the person that I was describing, regardless of whether you remember or not, does not have the same mindset. So you're starting at two different vantage points, right? It's more that you may purely look at somebody and go, I'm going based upon attraction. We were not talking about somebody who would look at somebody and just purely look at them. We're talking about people that have a set agenda
in their
heads.
Oh, like set for that, yeah, right. Then
when
always
they go seek out a partner.
Looking for someone instead of just seeing people.
Right, so you can't even add yourself
to the
equation.
I always find it weird when somebody,
people. We're specifically talking about people with an agenda. No, because I want her to be clear.
Let me argue this. I totally hear you. I get the distinction, but let me argue this, that in a way we're all seeking something, right? Like you have things that you're attracted to and not attracted to, and they're not necessarily racial.
Right.
But you do have a preference of, I want a man, you know, maybe I want a man who's taller or a man who's richer or whatever. Like you have things that attract you and certain things that don't attract you.
Yeah.
And then you would seek out the things you want and not seek out the things you don't want. So how's that different? You know what I mean?
Sure. But when we talk about race, we all know that people not getting shot because they're tall. People not getting shot because they're short. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I like, hate short people. When I we talk
about
face.
When we're talking about physical characteristics,
speak for yourself.
Like whether somebody is tall or short or things like that, mm-hmm. and when then we're talking about conditioning, where people have been conditioned that a certain skin tone or complexion or race of people is what they should be with or ascribe to, yeah. then that's mm-hmm. a whole different basis. We don't have the same qualifiers for tall, short, and fat and those things as we do for race.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's what I'm talking about. That's why I wanted to get it clear, because I don't think you set out an agenda. Unless you have a thing where you know you haven't been with black men, but I don't think you set out and go, I don't want to look at a
but
black man.
Sought
right,
a race,
but there are people that specifically go.
I got you.
I need to get with a white girl. I need to do this. So they're not seeing you. They're seeing what you represent,
right. Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to be fucked and quote unquote married mm-hmm. because you are representative of something.
Right.
Because you can only represent yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
Lean on me when you're not strong,
and I'll be your friend.
I'll help you carry on.
Not it the bird.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna need some Karen to lean on.
Okay, now perfectly now.
And that's why I am Yamanika, because I can always talk to a white bitch and still have her love me at the end of it. Karen knows I
put the camera.
Her.
Put the camera
I've
on Karen.
You, I've
She's
known
crying.
You for 10 years. We've known each other for a decade.
Well, I know we've known it for a long fucking time.
I loved you forever.
I love you forever.
Yeah.
Will you bitches stop having a bitch fucking fest? Fucking assholes. Let's get back to this Filipino runaway. We got a fucking Asian boy here, boy.
We took a tampon commercial break. This was sponsored by Summer's Eve. If you ever get that not so fresh feeling after fucking Sherrod, welcome to the club.
Whoa.
Allow me to continue to bleed. Young man.
Thank you. Get back to him.
What is your favorite color to fuck?
How was the black girl? How was the black Egyptian girl on that?
She's great.
The only girl you had sex before that was the Korean?
No.
Oh, you had something in between there?
Yeah, I've had.
You've been dicking down.
Yeah.
Where you fucking in your parents' house when they not there?
No, in a tiny Avalon.
In your car?
Mostly cars, parking lots.
Yeah.
You know,
that's your fuck spot.
I was in the car next to him a couple of times, because I also got fuck boys and we got a fucking cause. And nigga, can somebody give me an envelope? I gotta go fuck this nigga real quick. And then I gotta mail this nigga back to his mama house where he sleep on the couch.
Mail order dick.
Boy. So you'd be fucking in your car. You had this young black queen in your car, you animal.
Well, she actually lived, she could take me back to her place. So when I was with her, we had her dorm.
Dorm! He's in high school fucking with a bitch with a dorm. I know my parents love me.
He was in college as well.
Yeah.
Come with me. I know now we are ready. Hey, because I finally heard them say, and it's a different world. Hey, it's a different world. And in every scene, you saw this nigga hiding behind somebody because he fucking a college girl.
Here's your chance to make it.
If you focus on your goals, we can dish out. We can take it. Just remember that you've been told. Ooh, it's a different world. Ooh, hey, it's a different world. Hey, then where you come from? I said, ooh, Al said, where you come from?
She was such a latchkey kid. That was her babysitter, the television. Mama home yet, TV? Not yet, baby. Fucking animal. Oh, baby, said it was the TV and a microwave. Let your auntie microwave make your son eat.
Oh shit! No.
Oh good God, I'm. Oh, yummy.
Yo, give me a high five. Yeah.
Some good moments. Let's get back to this runaway. So how's comedy been treating you?
Great. I really enjoy it.
I saw you at Skankfest?
No.
Where were we?
I was doing, it was on Saturday.
Cellar?
No, I was at, what was that? I was at The Pear. Midnight.
The Pear.
Yeah.
That's where I saw you?
No, and then I went to Three Sheets.
Okay, that's right. Brooke was there. That's right. Brooke Arnold.
Brooke, you know,
friend of the show, Brookie Brooke. Yeah, she was at Skankfest too. Skankfest was this week. Yum, you had fun?
Man, I had so much fun at Skanks, man. Loved it. I did the showcase show the first night.
Right.
It was super amazing.
That
was Friday. Right. I came with I had an American flag jacket on just to let the white boys know I'm this nigga. All lives matter today, nigga. Include mine. You know what I'm saying? Like Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a dandy, okay? I get the damn feather and all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? I'll tattoo the Constitution on my pussy, like whatever it takes to get. Cause these white boys is on them white boys at Skankfest.
Yeah,
them niggas is teetering on some shit every year.
What do you mean teetering on?
I'm just saying a lot of them
more homosexuality.
I don't even know what that means.
At Skankfest is the type of niggas that like to walk in the malls and not buy anything, and when they leave, there's a lot of people leaving in bags.
Lone gunmen. There's a bunch of lone gunmen in there.
So I let these niggas know, but they're the cutest, sweetest, fun guys. I did What's Your Fucking Deal on Saturday night and you know on Sunday night, and it was just, you know, the thing about it is
it's like a family atmosphere. I'd just like to see, you know, Big J and Lewis and all them.
That fan base there is so great too, because just like with Race Wars, I have people that like fucking hate me and they're like, oh, here go y'all, I'm tearing off, and I got ready.
They love you.
But when they meet me in person,
they love her.
They always fucking love me. You have to understand, when you hear me, I sound like a motherfucking asshole. I get it, because I'm a confident woman that ain't taking no shit from no nigga telling me what the fuck
it is. Yeah, you said asshole. We got it. You ain't got to use different words to explain asshole.
But when you meet me, am I not the sweetest?
Yes, you're sweetest. You know, you're sweet like saccharin. Got the lyrics to take your girl, Catherine.
Hey!
Down the crib, like a boost to Japan, Chirag, like the little train. I know I can, and when the boots come back,
sing,
I knock them to Wisconsin. Nobody?
Sing you. Sing you. We played this song by Method Man and Redman.
Oh, you,
and that was the first time I had heard it.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It's amazing.
It's a good song.
We dance to it.
Big shout out to Method Man and Redman, friends of the show. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good song.
And Method Man did a shout out about to Big Girls at the BET Awards.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was like, I love Big Girls. You know, they supportive. Of course, nigga, because we need all the support we can get. So we support other niggas.
Everybody love Big Girls when it's time to not fuck a big girl, but when it's time to bang, everybody like this, you my sister. Up.
That's so true.
Thank you.
But it hasn't happened to me. That niggas fucking go in this pussy.
Yeah, whoa. What is it, a fucking nigga Roach Motel?
What you say?
It's a Roach Motel, nigga? Dick Motel? Niggas go in, but niggas don't come out. Motherfuckers like, you saw my dick? My dick still in it?
Yo, fam, open up, nigga. Open up, nigga. I gotta get my dick back.
I think I left my dick in here, y'all. Can you look under the thing? Get it worse.
Oh, man.
So who you dating now, Filipino Runaway?
I'm kind of single now, yeah.
And you
kind of?
Kind of single, yeah.
Okay. What does that mean? You not getting your dick wet?
You ain't fucking in the parking lot no more?
It's been dry.
There's a meeting in the lady room.
Now, have you voted? Did you vote, too? Because you was old enough to vote for president when the election was around.
Yeah, I voted for Clinton. Okay. In the
with Hillary.
Yeah.
Well, you did the primaries? Or you did
No, I wasn't old enough in the primaries.
Okay.
That's how young this nigga is.
Yeah.
That's how young he is. Mm. You know how many presidents I done voted for, nigga?
17? You miss Truman, don't you, bitch?
We
could use a man like Herbert Hoover.
Didn't need no welfare state. Everybody pull their weight. She's the old LaSalle red grade.
Those were the days. I did the head rush at the end. TV was a babysitter. TV was a goddamn Karen don't
nigga,
know none of these songs, by the way.
Karen
knows none of these songs, by the way.
Karen, what did the white girl look like? I hope they don't ask. Don't put a mic in my face.
What happened just now?
Honey.
What is happening?
Honey.
If you sing Dora the Explorer, she's in.
I'm a man.
Swiper, stop swiping. Swiper, stop swiping.
Yo, you know they said Dora the Explorer was like, she was out here trafficking kids.
What
bitch you know in the woods with a motherfucking backpack that ain't trafficking kids? That bitch was a Harriet Tubman of sex trafficking little Mexican kids. Her and she with a nigga named Diego? You ever known a nigga named Diego to help you do shit?
She hangs out with a grown man named Backpack.
First of all, what the shit any is bitch that got a backpack that got eyeballs is a problem. Okay, bitch, why can your backpack see, bitch?
That's why she's smuggling somebody in that bag across the water.
Yeah, the nigga.
That backpack name is Jorge.
But they came out with a news thing. They said Dora the Explorer was out here sex trafficking.
What is that?
What news are you watching?
What news?
That's when they had to take the bitch off the air. Because every time she was telling kids how to get to a place, that was one of the stash places.
What?
Yamanika.
You heard this.
You gotta stop watching BET News, I mean. You can't watch TV One News.
Nigga, when they found out she was doing the Mexican drug cartel and sex trafficking kids, they cut that bitch off of PBS. PBS said, we ain't got time for this shit.
Okay, let's start at the beginning. You know Dora is not a real person, right? Let me just understand who I'm talking to right now. You know it's an animation, correct?
No, of course, but... What are you talking about?
Okay, we gotta go to commercial. She's, it's not registered.
You don't think kids? No, there was a guy that was doing a cartoon, and the kids would watch it, and all of a sudden he'd be like, "Kill yourself!" And kids was out there putting their heads in umbers and shit.
What kind of kids? Oh, what kind of kids?
White.
Yeah, white kids.
You know what? Black kid be like this, Mom. Cartoon just told me kill myself. Mommy!
Boy, you better get back over here. We ain't got time for you to be dying this week. We need you. All these chores and shit you got to do. If you got to die next week.
And if anybody, I don't believe in fucking animation telling kids to kill themselves, but they said the same thing about rock and roll music. That's why white kids was killing themselves. Remember that was the big thing?
Nigga, I couldn't watch the Smurfs because my grandmother said that ain't nothing but a prostitution ring. They all tell
wait,
me
prostitution?
One
I thought it was
bitch
evil.
And 16 blue niggas. And this bitch ain't giving out no pussy.
You know what they did? Black
These
people
ain't got no dicks.
Black people did think that shit was evil. The Smurfs, yo, for some reason, like Jehovah Witnesses, even Jehovah's, that hurt.
I know.
They think the Smurfs is the most evil thing in the world.
Where do they find blue niggas at?
And it's like one
blue chain. Niggas.
And it got made by Gargamel. Oh, the black.
Every week, Gargamel was looking for these motherfucking Smurfs. The nigga was a hit 9 feet apparently. Tall. He couldn't see them niggas.
It's a hidden
nigga,
message.
Nigga, you down the block from the motherfucking Smurfs. And you a warlock. Why don't you just make a spell to get these motherfuckers and break dance onto your motherfucking crib?
You sound just like Asriel. Don't you know it takes more than that?
Asriel was the brains the of the operation. You don't know the Smurfs, bitch?
I don't know the details of
bitch, I was like, why the fuck is this bitch blanking out on me?
Karen,
bitch,
don't know.
You don't know the motherfucking Smurfs?
She didn't have a TV.
We didn't have TV. We were Israeli.
You understand
and
that?
So we had Hebrew Smurfs. I didn't know.
Hebrew Smurfs? Hebrew? What the fuck was I didn't know what was
they were the landlords exactly who owned the mushrooms.
They were owned they blue?
The tree stumps. It was the same thing, but in Hebrew.
They called so them what?
You might have saw it on a regular Smurf episode. One was called Slumlord Smurf. Slumlord Smurfenstein.
And you know what the Smurfs would do? They would do shit like that.
Slumlord Smurfs.
They would do shit like that. Like one time, anytime they added a character,
that might be the title.
They would add some shit to like, oh, this is the nigga Smurf. Remember that time Leroy came to town on a ballet scholarship and they had to get rid of the nigga?
And Smurfs?
And the Smurfs.
A black one came?
Yeah.
Wait, let me focus on this. Because
no.
I want to know.
Because he didn't stay. He ain't stayed but a little time. Nigga, you bringing the value to the
They didn't call
down.
Him Leroy Smurf, though.
He was called nigga Smurf.
This is not a real thing.
Yeah, it was.
Nigger Smurf.
Honey, back when we was kids, they was using nigger with the ER, bitch. What
and
the fuck?
They called him Nigger Smurf.
They was saying that shit on TV. We didn't grow up doing no PC time, nigga. They was saying retard.
Look, I
and
remember
all
a lot of things
shit.
On TV.
Honey, I don't know.
I don't remember
you
the episode
up.
Of Nigger Smurf.
There may not have been no Nigger Smurf, but they had one Smurf. He couldn't barely get his cap on because his Jerry curl was so thick. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been high for the last hour and a half. I gotta go back and listen to this shit myself because I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
You're saying some stuff. You scanned a young Filipino boy.
Let's take a break.
No, we don't take no breaks. A break? A break? Drake? Drake?
No, we say break.
Break? A break? Like a halftime break? Like an NFL game? Break? You don't even know what we're talking about there.
No, he don't even know this.
What is a break. Are you guys kidding me?
Yeah, but bitch, this happened 3 months ago. You don't even watch news?
I don't watch news now. I read it.
What is it like to be a white woman just to be skipping past information that don't, because nothing affects you,
oh, here
right?
we fucking go. No, all right. It's crazy. People, I just, my head is filled with butterflies and rainbows.
How the fuck did you miss this Drake moment? How the fuck? Get out of here. Bitch, I'm right here. You've been out of here. You've been so out of here. You don't know the Smurfs and you don't know this Drake shit.
But she didn't have a TV.
No, because she didn't have a TV 2 months ago when the Drake thing happened.
Oh, when what's the name? When Soulja Boy went at Drake and then
and
had
said
the
Drake.
It was
on the Breakfast Club.
On the Breakfast Club, and they redid it on SNL.
That's what I'm saying. They redid it on SNL a couple months ago.
It was a big story.
Yeah, I missed it.
It's the Breakfast Club news, bitch. Yeah, people get that.
Gino, you know what? I got to.
No,
Breakfast Club ain't no news.
Can I answer your question?
That's because Hillary got hot sauce in a bag on the show. It ain't news.
Listen, I've been on the Breakfast Club, and I think they and they did a lot to bring my fan base up too. I ain't never going to disrespect them like that.
Charlamagne's a friend of the show.
Yeah,
fam.
I love all of them.
Love
Angela
them.
Yee, all
but
of them.
But if that's where you get all your news from, I'm going to ask you not to. Because you need to go to other sources.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't know,
yeah.
BBC.
Envy all of them.
Wait, can, I just, can I answer the question, though?
Yes.
It is nice to be white.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. It is all right.
I've gotten several requests here.
It's fine, yes.
Several requests. They have asked me to now mute your mic. Unfortunately, this is not my show.
Oh, it's not?
So,
oh, that's right. It's not. What are you jumping
it's
for?
It's not my show.
It's been but,
but I will have Karen on Rantin' and Raving real soon so that I can mute her. How come you haven't done Rantin' and Raving?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe the way you treat her.
I've done your podcast like three or four times.
You scream at me.
Even
I don't know.
The question
maybe
why I haven't
the
done
ranting
it.
And raving part.
I've done your podcast. See, this is. I want you to see how.
Bitches do make
look
me
how white bitches turn it up. Now, I have been on this bitch's podcast 3 times. We have had a beautiful time. Every fucking time.
Yes.
And she said she's not going to come on my podcast because she feels attacked.
No, you never invited
me.
No,
that's not what she said.
You straight
but that's
up
true.
Never
I haven't invited you.
Hilarious.
But I would
say it the way
I
she
would
said
love
it.
For you to come on the next couple weeks.
I would be so honored.
And we're right here.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Yes, that's going to be a great episode.
I'd love it.
All my episodes are great, bitch.
I know.
Don't do that.
Whoa. Shut up, nigga.
That's how you end everything. Shut up, nigga.
All my episodes is great.
I'm gonna put.
I'm gonna take your little stupid bag.
Goodbye, everyone.
Wait, where they going?
Well, because now if you want to hear the rest of this podcast,
okay,
you gotta go behind
the
paywall. You gotta
click
go to Patreon.
Yeah, go to Patreon.
I can't give you all. This is
it's
a really
great,
great time we're having right now. You guys are getting behind the scenes.
We're about to get into the dirtiness
access
too now.
To some amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Egyptian black pussy.
Yeah.
You know, me still begging and hunting for a nigga.
Yeah.
You know, sponsored by Jergens over here.
Yeah.
And Becky with the good hair calling the cops, telling them that I brought up a gold bag and it's causing her to have a trigger. And we got Matt over there acting like, you know, his shit.
Okay, this is not the Yamanika show.
And who am I supposed to be? You want me to shout you out?
There you go. Who, Brian?
I'm asking.
That's
B, you
Brian.
Wanna...
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I got you zoomed in. He be stalking me, though.
He be stalking?
Yeah. That's my baby boo.
You be showing up at places where you already are? Yamanika, you a handful. Now, let's get back to this Hillary thing so I can make fun of this Filipino boy. So you voted for Hillary. So did I. I gave my vote to my dead mother. But why? Why'd you vote for her? Did you like what she was saying? Did you not like Bernie? You seem like a Bernie
it's
boy. Because
my mom told me to.
There you
like,
go.
I couldn't vote in the primaries. So it was between Trump and Hillary.
Right.
So I was like, Clinton for sure. You know. Because if you look at like Trump versus Hillary, based on foreign policy, Hillary at least knows what she's doing. When
okay,
it comes
I'll give
to
you
that.
I'll
stuff.
Give you that. I do. Yeah. I'll give you that. Yeah. So what do you think about this Trump thing? How your parents think? I think your Asian parents, I would think that they would like Trump.
See, that's the thing. It's like I asked them about that because in the Philippines, we have like a Trump of our own, Duterte.
Mm. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
He's like murdering people and
murdering
stuff.
Murdering gays. Doing a lot of things to gays,
a lot
too,
of
right?
Stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Manny Pacquiao backs him, don't he?
Manny Pacquiao does, I think. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because like he has
a mess over there.
He has like a 70% approval rating from Pulse Asia.
And like, I just want to make sure I know what I'm talking about. So the president of Philippines, ain't he like going around and arresting anybody who's used like the drug thing they do?
Yeah,
it's
so
a big crackdown.
There is there are allegations that he has vigilante death squads that go out and like take care of like everything and like the thing about it is like, you know, you look at he's very he resents to fear. a lot. He a lot of politicians, especially people like Trump, like to play into the fears of people,
right,
and like to play into nationalism a lot.
Right.
So that's something in the Philippines where there's a rise in nationalism.
Okay.
And there is,
I think that's around the globe. A lot of places going like going,
oh yeah,
that.
For
yeah.
sure. There is a huge rise of right wing. I wrote a whole proposal about like this stuff, and I remember I asked my friend who was Filipino, and her brother was running for Congress.
Okay.
So I go up to her and I'm like, hey, listen, I need some like photos or like some articles of Duterte looking like an idiot, right, you know, or like some memes about it. And we were like having a good conversation,
uh-huh,
until I was like, I just need something that makes him look dumb for this proposal.
Right.
And she just stopped talking to me. Like she, yeah, just zero like response. I was like,
really?
Yeah.
Well, she's that like loyal to.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, because the thing is, a lot of Filipinos right now feel very like, especially in the Philippines, they feel very disrespected. You know,
by the globe or by,
oh,
what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Canada left a bunch of trash there. And then like they were
in the
like,
Philippines.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What was that about?
So they there was a boat and there was full garbage and it went there to the Philippines and they were like, this isn't our garbage. And then they were like, all right, we'll offer you money if you keep it. And we're like, no.
Wait, so Canada sent a barge of garbage,
yeah, I think,
to the Philippines? Canada, you sneaky bastards.
I remember reading an article about something like this. And then, like, that's why Trump and, like, Duterte are kind of similar. Like,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
always on the same page of, like, oh, this is how it's supposed to, this is how we do things. You know,
he comes off like a dictator, this dude.
A little bit. He's very, he's like Marcus.
Yeah.
You know, Marcus was exactly like that. You know,
yeah.
My parents grew up in the time around like Marcus era,
yeah,
and like Aquino.
Imelda Marcos,
and all that.
Though.
Yeah.
You remember Imelda Marcos? The Marcos
is,
he's around Philippines, and she had like the $2,000, 2,000 pairs of shoes, and that was the big thing. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And all the people were starving in the country, but this bitch got 2,000 pairs of shoes. Yeah.
I just want everyone to acknowledge that I was silent for a complete 3-4 minutes.
Okay, well, yeah, he was talking for 3-4 minutes, so that's how it works, right? Yeah.
So it can be done, ladies and gentlemen. And I
and boy, we're going to pay for it in anguish.
No. I think I was actually very interested not only in what you were saying, but the execution of.
Now, the Marcoses ran your parents out of the Philippines? That's what they
oh,
was?
Oh, no.
Why did they leave?
So my dad wanted to go to America. Like he was so
wanna
my,
be
on
wanna
my dad's
be wanna
side.
Be America. Eminem in America. Wanna be da but America. And I used to own West Side Story. I don't even know why I don't know the song. Like it's crazy because you get older. And in life there was
let him finish
time.
It. She just starts singing in the middle of the song.
One,
I told you he was gonna pay for that 4 minutes. We're just gonna pay for that 4 minutes of no Yamanika boy.
To come to America. I'm gonna sing his life.
Oh, but you don't know his
when
life.
I was
he's
a
gonna,
child.
He's gonna make up a life for him.
They sent me to the Philippines.
They never sent him to the Philippines.
When he was 5, he said he went.
He
you
said
don't
he
pay
visited.
Attention.
He said he visited.
Right. So they sent him there, right?
Didn't
I didn't
your family
say he didn't
go
come back.
You?
Oh, we all went.
Well,
with the family.
Still, send my love
like
to
the they put him in a box and
treat
sent him over
better.
There.
Yeah, it was cheaper.
Gotta let go of all of your goals. Don't let it no more.
Okay, now back to your life.
See, I pay attention and I listen. You are listening, but you're not listening.
I'm talking about his father now. I'm trying to see why his father came to America.
Oh, better life. Better life.
He's like, we're back from commercial.
What is this? But it feels like, what is this, an ABC script
but
writing
with the parents,
room? Like, what do we need all this
race
backstory?
Wars. I want to know what the origins of races.
You don't ask me these questions.
Your parents married already in the Philippines?
Yeah,
when they
so they were married. My dad was from a military family.
Are they very religious? Because I know.
They were super Catholic.
Here we go.
Yeah, super Catholic.
They got
That's
mega churches over there.
What?
Don't they have mega churches over in the Philippines?
Yeah, they have really big churches. They have very large compared to here. I mean, like, I guess you could say they're about the same size. Like, some are the same size as here, but I don't, as for like a stadium or whatever, right. I haven't been to
Your
one.
Your parents are still religious now? And did you grow up in a church?
Yeah. So I actually went to a seminary for 2 years.
Here we go. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get
is
to.
This a Tinder date?
Wow. So you were going to become.
I was supposed to. So I wasn't really doing, like, I wasn't a good kid in school. Like, I didn't listen. You know, I started smoking at like 14. Like, it was just really.
Smoking pot.
Yeah, smoking pots, cigarettes,
right.
all that stuff. And I remember. Like they were like you're going to seminary and all that, and then within those 2 years, you know, I just got messy. I got
where
mixed
was
up with
it
a lot
first
of, people.
Of all
Queens, right behind Queens Center Mall. Actually,
so wait, you were studying to be a priest?
2 years of theology. I was
wow.
like getting prepared to go to the seminary.
And this was Archdiocese.
Oh, yeah.
Running this.
Yeah,
I went to Bishop Lachlan, so I went to Catholic school as well. Okay. Yeah.
Did you get molested at all by a priest?
Nah.
But they were staring at you, though. You know, you was a tasty little exotic thing in there. Little Asian booty running around here. But what happened there?
I was one of the only two Asians in that school. Yeah. So it was it was so weird.
And the other Asian was Chinese?
No, the other Asian was actually Filipino.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it wasn't that bad. Oh, but it was like, I remember just going there and then like I got mixed up with the wrong people. I started hanging out with people outside of school and that's where I met like
Did you ever perform for the school pageants?
Nah, I didn't. I haven't done stand up. I did stand up.
No, like singing or dance or anything like that. Like rapping.
No, we never had any like expression stuff actually.
What,
there was not a lot of like school because it was an all dude school. So like,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
So we played like football
in the locker room.
Yeah.
Played baseball, baseball, football. That was like basic. Like that was my first 2 years.
What was the name of it?
Cathedral Prep Seminary. Yeah.
Why do you look like your whole life hinges on how he?
Because I know that was tight though. First of all boys, like it's Archbishop Malloy.
Listen,
I went to Catholic school. I know how that shit rolls. You got no girls in there. It's brutal.
This is how you got pussies. You joined the debate team
because you went to
the
school.
Yeah, and you went to the other schools. And St. Francis
would
put out.
Because I would have walked over there as a girl, and I would have been like, "Lunch is served." You hear me? I would have been like, "Girls, y'all dumb." I would have been like. And do a proper soundbite of this because I can only imagine they're going to try to isolate the fact that I said the girls are dumb and then use it as a loop.
Wait, who will?
because I have to worry about my branding and my career.
Oh, my God.
My career. But that's wonderful.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
And who were your friends growing up? Like, did you have a group of friends?
I was part of the popular kids. Like, I was one of the kids. Yeah, like, the bag I'm wearing is, like, I wore the North Face down below, like, all the way down to my knees. Like, I don't know.
One of those kids.
Do you think you were the popular kid because you're attractive? Or do you think you're a popular kid because you've earned that?
Or, like, your personality?
I don't know. I guess.
They just elected you.
I just talked to people. And, like, I mean, I wasn't, like, the most popular kid in school. Like, they were, like, mad people. But, like. We would
So the gunman would have shot at least 4 of the people before they got to you.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I remember one time we had a high school like for international kids on the third floor, and one time all of us got in a fight with like the Korean gang from the third floor.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh dude, it was the worst.
That is so school.
It was all right, dude. So
what the fuck is this?
All the Koreans had the band together because the people was fucking jumping in probably.
I swear to God,
we
kinda like we were like making fun of like these three kids and all that. And
like what kind of fun? Come on, don't bury the lead, nigga. What y'all was saying about them?
We were
y'all
like,
saying more
we were
Asian-y
cursing
things
at their mom, like we were in Korean and all that. And like, you know, we were like fucking around because we had Korean friends and we were like, it's gonna be funny. And I just remember they dipped like mad fast and they came back with like 3 other dudes and then like 2 other dudes showed up and like 3.
Yes!
And, yo, it was mad scary. They were all in blazers too. Like it was, so they had like the blazers and like the skinny jeans and their hair was dyed. Like it was the scariest K-pop band.
And, BTS!
And they came to fight you because of what? You guys had words?
Because we were like making fun
and
of
and plus it
shit.
Was more y'all first.
There was more of
and
us.
Then they
yeah,
chased
yeah,
off
yeah.
the 2 and it's like, we gonna go get our boys.
Yeah, but my thing is
Koreans
like,
a scrap too.
Koreans
can't fight.
Scary,
You have to go pick up a
Koreans
pack of niggas to come back and fight.
You you don't want
to
get jumped.
Yeah, because there were like
well,
there
were
15
them.
Of
they
us.
They were just playing. You
it was 15 of them.
15 of
it
us.
Was two
and
of
they
them.
Came back with like 20, 25 guys.
Exactly.
And I remember like they like we were just chilling and we were like, wait, are we actually gonna fight these dudes? And like I remember before like my friend could answer me, they just went and they all just charged like as one unit.
Unit. I love the Koreans.
Right to the fat kid first and just started.
Why did he hit
beat the big one down
why
first?
Because we ran faster. That's
a mind they business.
They all.
Beat up the fat one. He the one also getting teased as well. Go beat up the skinny nigga first. Yo, they lost me with that. They lost me there.
Well, he gotta be swift though. So they jumped on the fat kid, beat
they
him down.
The fat kid beat him up, and then like we had this. You know that one kid in school who stays in 8th grade for like 3-4 years.
Yeah.
So
him.
We had
whoa,
dude.
Why would you say?
Because it was.
No,
the nigga
no.
Just graduated from 8th grade yesterday.
So wait, so I did graduate? They don't tell us. They just give me the helmet. Shut your face.
That's a whole different thing you tried to reference.
No,
that's
it
special
ain't.
Eight, special needs.
So what you trying to tell me?
How's the special needs? What I'm saying is go put the helmet back on you.
I thought that bus was a little small. Shut your face.
Yeah.
Go ahead, finish.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Nigga
so...
trying to put gas in the tank with his dick.
felt good too. I love the smell of gasoline. What's that, 89 octane? Yeah. Tear the booty off of that. Go ahead, yo.
Yeah, and then like I remember that kid who stayed in school for like middle school for five years.
He had a mustache gold tank?
Yeah, he jumped over like this backyard and got like one of their rakes or brooms and like fought like five of those dudes.
Found a broom.
Yeah, but we ran before like
what an Asian thing to do.
Yeah,
he out there with one stick around it like it's Bruce Lee.
He was
even you tell racist stories.
Yo, not for nothing. I heard everybody was kung fu fighting, and that's what I was.
Oh man! So then y'all left the Korean kids alone.
Yeah. Then the security guards came and we were like, "All right,
and
we're in trouble now."
And
then
niggas always show up when shit is over. Like, nigga, I could have used you 15 minutes ago. Yeah. You see, Fat Tony over there got his ass beat because you niggas was moving slow.
Nah, security, no, they be right around the corner like this. Ah, they almost finished. Yeah. Ain't no need for all of us get hurt.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have an album out available on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon.
You love doing some pluggy plugs.
SoundCloud.
And the party's this weekend, right?
The
Friday.
The party is at an undisclosed location.
I'm going to tell y'all at the end of the show. Don't worry about it, listeners. You know we already got you.
It's Friday midnight.
Yes.
Please go get Damsel in Distress.
Go to my Twitter. I'll let all y'all know where it's going to be. Just ask for me at the door. You be in. Bring weed. So you got shows coming up? What you got going on?
I'm at the Pear tonight, and
how they treat you over there? They treat you like an Asian, or they treat you like a comic?
Like a comic.
Yeah. Even
there. Because sometimes, even if you go to a stand, now you go to anywhere, do they treat you like a nigga, or they treat you like a comic? Because you're supposed to be treated like a comic. I mean, comedians.
Yeah.
You don't want nothing to get in the way of that. I know how rooms could be, money.
I'm ready to eat.
Oh yeah, we were almost done. You had fun though, Yamini?
I did have fun. And you know what? To be honest with you.
And thank you for having me on the Yamanika show. I really always have a good time when I'm here. It's always a good time when I'm here. So,
Let me just say this. First of all, I like this number. Although maybe a fifth person maybe could have done. But I like this. I am very impressed with your interviewing skills. As well as Karen's really becoming a woman, right?
Yeah, she grew up.
I think this is the first time that Karen has charged me in a long time. And
I love you.
No, no, no. And I love you. And I'll say this.
Why are you trying to go at her?
I'll say this because I'm also having my own growth as well. And
I knew I would come back around.
We just had Pockets walk in. Pockets Graham came in here and he's doing his thing, but you know, and Pockets and I know we've had exchanges, and it was sort of like the exchange you had here. Any time that I engage you in conversation, as he has said to me, I believe it was at Skankfest.
I believe too.
That he engaged me in conversation and that I was a co-star or something in his world or whatever the nonsense was. Well, whatever. Do you want to come in and get started?
We're at the end of the show.
Okay. So
God damn it, Yamanika. Matt, do you see what I got to go through, Matt?
What I've learned and what I think we replicated here, which we had there, is that you guys have met me through growth, right? And I'm meeting you guys at the start of where I know you're going to grow. So sometimes the conversation for me now as an older woman, and you have to understand this is the first time that I'm really identifying myself as being older, is that I'm having a conversation with you sometimes here where you are instead of going back to where I was to have the conversation.
Yeah.
And then that means I have to go back because there are things where I'm just go, oh, I have said my piece. I can bow out because...
Oh, bow wow.
They're bow wow because I am at the place of growth where I have seen... I'm like, oh, this is this stage. This is tadpole. And this bitch, we frogging out over here, right? So I've seen, I get that. I get where Pockets was when he had that conversation with me because I was there. Mm-hmm. And then I know the next step of it. So we all will grow. And you and I have had conversations because it has been
me
like
Karen.
Fucking 10 years. Mm-hmm. And we started at where we were and you've grown and become a woman and have your ideas. I am still who I was, right? But I've also grown and learned how to adjust where I am. And it's beautiful, right? I'm not here to overpower anyone. I'm here to have a conversation. The only time you will ever see me where I get where it's absolutely no give with me is if I feel like I have been attacked and I have to defend myself. That is the only time that I am unmovable, when I have to defend myself. But everything else is all love.
I love you, Yum.
Love you too. Mm-hmm. Love you, Pockets.
And congrats on the album.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Can't wait to party with you.
Yes!
That's 122. Well, you want to plug some things?
You can find me on Instagram, and I just made a Twitter, Kid Jersh, J-E-R-S-H.
Okay, and what's the Instagram?
Jersh, okay. Same thing.
Same thing, okay.
Kid Jersh. Yep.
Kid Jersh?
Jersh.
Jersh.
Jersh. Like, yeah, he just spelled it for you,
motherfucker. Why they called you that, though?
I don't know. Just it flowed, I guess.
You better look that shit up.
That is third worldy as hell.
No. Because my name means low mountain squid in Korean.
It's squid?
Yeah. Low mountains, because Yama is like mountain or base of the mountain, and Nika is squid.
We got to check that. We'll ask the family that won't let you into the house.
Karen Kardashian on Twitter. Karen with an E. You guys have to know it's Karen with an E. And then Karen Margolis on Insta. Yeah, come get at me. Insta, it's really the place.
Oh, what a great episode. Thank you, White Donut. What a great episode. Come see me my new hour this Saturday. I'm doing it at the Comedy Cellar. Make sure to go to ComedyCellar.com. And plus, I'll be at Comics Roadhouse in Connecticut at Mohegan Sun July 4th through the 6th. Mm-hmm. Get your tickets. And then we're doing Race Wars Live in Vegas August 26th to September 1st.
I better be there, motherfucker. I didn't hear a thing.
Oh, you ain't hear nothing? You coming to Vegas with us?
I will come to fucking Vegas. Right,
we're doing 14 stand-up shows. We're going to do about 3 podcasts.
Can I say also, I just want to let people know that I will be on the Smart, doing 2 dates on the Smart, Funny, and Black tour in Detroit and the other fucking place. Go to smartfunnyandblack.com and it has all the information.
Yes.
Also, please get my album. You can also purchase tickets. I will be at Gramercy Theater. It's my first headlining time in New York City. I'm absolutely nervous, but I will be there August 23rd. Please go to Gramercy Theater, also via Live Nation, and get your tickets. It's going to be a time.
Everybody have fun.
Yep.
Did everybody have a good time?
Yes.
Did everybody have a good time now?
Absolutely.
Okay. Kurt. Bye.